Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. It's a chilly day in Tripos today. I think it was 15 degrees when I drove. Last week we were gloating because it was 22 in Vegas, and it was like 60 here.
It's Andy. Wherever Andy is. Andy is.
Captain Killjoy brings the cold.
I do bring the cold.
All
and
right.
the noise.
Well, we have Kathy Houston here at our Advantages. You are hard at work on the latest Advantages cover story for March. Kathy, what's the topic?
Global promotions.
Global?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Edited it.
Can't wait to hear about that. Andy Cohn.
Yeah, I'm back.
There's a lot
back in the big house.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. You were at the PPA Expo.
I was.
And I believe that you had.
That's a large show.
It is a big show.
Mm-hmm.
You had an interview
really
with
big
one of
show.
The keynote
Sorry.
Speakers there. Who did you talk to?
I did. I talked to Ken Schmidt. He's a former director of communications at Harley-Davidson. Very engaging guy.
Oh.
Had a good message for people about essentially how to motivate themselves, how to ensure that they're competing effectively and communicating what they want to communicate to their customers as opposed to what they often do communicate. So it was
interesting. You know, I read your little write-up on that.
Oh, you did. So you're a reader of Promogram, I guess.
I did. I'm a follower of Andy Cohn. One thing I found interesting is that he was saying that people say, you know, when they kind of do their elevator pitch, they say the same thing as everyone else. They say, self-promotional products and blah, blah, blah.
Well, a big message of his, which I thought was pretty important, was is the idea that most people don't really go to market with any real differentiator.
Right.
You know, they say that they provide great service or they have quality products.
Great service now, everyone says that.
Right.
That's like
the point of entry is great service. But really, what do you do that helps clients' businesses? You should be able to clearly say that. And it's not that you provide great service. That's something that you do as a business and you should do. But, you know, what are you actually doing for clients that improves their businesses? So that was pretty interesting. And he was big on having a story. Like he actually rode out onto the stage on a Harley Davidson and he said, so this is my story. I'm wearing this leather jacket and, you know, I ride Harleys around and you kind of know who I am already just by seeing me for like a minute. But do people know you? Are you like passionate and engaging and, you know, willing to talk about what you do all the time as opposed to, you know, more passive and less energetic?
Well, people know our Joe Haley, I think, from the Joe Show.
Yeah. Ooh.
And his fine head of hair.
Thank you.
Yes. So we all have something.
Right. Well, thank you.
Hair would not be.
I don't ride in on a Harley, though. Although I did pass the Harley Davidson yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Haley and I were both in Lancaster yesterday. How about that?
You were?
What are the chances?
Did you guys hang out?
Oh, that's right.
She was milking cows, and I was taking my son back to college.
That's it.
How'd the cow milking go?
It's good. You know, I'm from Nebraska. That's old hat for me.
Oh.
Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today at 215-953-4979. Today's call-in topic, how to win sales away from bigger competitors. If you have any questions about stealing sales from your competitors or you have any tips on how to get business from your competitors, we would love you to call right now, 215-953-4979. Joe Haley, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
Finger puppets. $25 Visa gift card.
All right. That's awesome. We've got a lot of other topics on the...
Forgot Known.
Oh, yes. Known is going to be... Oh, Known is here. Yes.
Oh, my God.
You just realized that's not
we've
Mina?
Mina's been providing our sound effects lately, but Known is manning the tech booth. And maybe... Do you have a sound for us right now, Known? He's going to... Ooh.
That was nice.
Perfect. Speaking of drum roll, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have Leighton Lee's Product Safety Minute coming up very shortly.
We do.
Top tips for salary negotiation. Andy's going to take a look at that. Kathy has 5 customers you should fire right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're also going to look at how to write a social media policy. We know that's very important in today's day and age of business. We also have bizarre interview questions that actually work. We're going to do our favorite things, but let's start the show off with industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with product news. A new law went into effect last week that will phase in the complete ban of plastic bags at retail stores in the state of Hawaii. Retailers will now have to charge customers to use plastic bags, and as of January 2014, plastic bags will be banned entirely on the Big Island. On to general marketing news now. Digital marketing now accounts for about 20% of all advertising spending, according to a new study from research firm eMarketer. The report forecasts online and digital advertising to surpass $118 billion in 2013, nearly 22% of all ad spending across the globe. Check out Promogram today for details. Industry news now, distributor firm Grossman Marketing Group has acquired fellow distributor ASAP Inc. ASAP will now be a division of Grossman, and ASAP's owner Sally DeVengo-Shea will join the company in an advisory role. Personnel news now, Counselor Power 50 member Jack Ma announced last week that he will step down as CEO of Chinese internet firm Alibaba Group. The company says it expects to name a successor by May 10th, and Ma will remain as executive chairman. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Andy, since it's cold outside, we have some warm weather gear.
Nice.
Actually, cold weather gear.
Kind of like a scarf?
Scarves.
Oh.
Cap.
Blankets.
Blanket.
Oh.
All right. Wow. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to take your calls, 215-953-4979. We are going to talk today about how to win sales away from bigger competitors. So if you have a question or comment about that, give us a call. We'll put you on the air and give you a Visa gift card. But first, we have Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone. He's going to give us our product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, folks. I'm so sorry to hear that it's so cold back there. We are having a very, very warm spell here in Southern California. So
good for you, Leighton.
Unfortunately, like most of you folks, a lot of people are sick out here, too, with the cold and the flu. So,
yeah, nasty flu virus going around.
It's nasty. So something a little more pleasant. We're going to go up north today to visit the land of great maple syrup, hockey pucks, and big moose.
Ooh, Vermont.
And Jamaica.
Canada.
We're going to talk about our friendly neighbors up in Canada.
All right.
Since this is kind of a timely product safety minute because next week is the PPPC show.
Perfect timing.
And I think a lot of our friends are going to be going up there to see what's going on up there. Canada enacted a new set of consumer product safety regulations about a year and a half ago in June of 2011. It has not received as much fanfare down here in the United States since we're also focused on Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, CPSIA. But we need to be very, very careful because the Canada Consumer Product Safety Act has overridden all of its previous product safety regulations, namely the Consumer Canada Hazardous Products Act. You don't need to remember any of that. But just know that there's a new act in town, and we as distributors and suppliers need to be very, very cognizant of that because it's overwhelming. It is just a big sweep of all the old regs that have been replaced with very, very stringent regulations on consumer products. So another change that we need to be aware of is that in the past, Canada has not had the power to conduct product safety recalls. They did not have that power to mandate that companies recall their products. They do now. So we need to be stepping up our vigilance a little more. There are a number of exemptions to the new act, and I think this is important. So food, drugs, medical devices, and natural health products are exempt under the new act. However, those products are applicable under other Canadian regulations. And if any of our fine suppliers deal with explosives, ammunition, and tobacco, those are exempt as well. So, but those fall under other regulations as well. Now, what do we do in face of the new regulation? For distributors, that same adage, check out your supplier, holds true in Canada. Don't let that border make a difference to you. The best practice for distributors is, especially when you're walking in the show, check out the suppliers and see if they have products that comply with the new regulation versus the old. And my old adage, make sure the company indicates that they have a culture of compliance within their organization. So vet out the supplier very, very carefully. For suppliers who are listening this morning, it's very important to ensure that your supply base is aware of the new Canadian regulation. Make sure that the materials and the designs and all the other aspects of product production meet the new regulation. And work with your test labs to test those products to ensure that they do comply with the regulation. So that is the Product Safety Minute from down south. And you all have a great time up north in Canada.
All right. Thank you so much, Leighton. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Melinda. Be well.
All right. You too. Well, we're going to take some calls now. 215-953-4979. Today's call and question, how to win sales away from bigger competitors. And we have Sharon on line three. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Sharon. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this industry, well, April will make 22 years.
Wow.
And we're seeing a lot of consolidation going on in our industry with people joining up with Proforma, Newton, and other, you know, large groups out there. And that gives the distributors that are part of those networks an advantage where they can get in quantity pricing on practically every product, which puts those of us that are out here not part of those larger groups at a little bit of a disadvantage. And I'm really struggling. I had a large customer that was ordering everything for me, and then someone from Proforma got their foot in the door. And, you know, I guess we have a new buyer at this involved in the group, this marketing group, and all of a sudden I'm seeing where I'm losing orders for, you know, 3 cents or a nickel an item. And I have met with my customer, and I can't seem to get them to understand that, you know, if I recommend a product to them now, they're just going to the Proforma guy and getting a price from him as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know how to differentiate myself from these people that are getting the EQP. I always find the best product, depending on whether it's a trade show for, you know, a technical environment or human resources or whatever, and recommend them. But now I'm finding that people are going out looking for, you know, another quote on the same product I'm recommending. And so I was wondering.
That's a good question.
You looking, Ray?
Andy. Andy Cohen's got
that. You know, this is a difficult issue. It's one that you're certainly not alone. There's a lot of companies in the industry that are facing this kind of price cutting, not necessarily from competitors per se, but even just from clients that are driving the process. A couple things. I would say, one, to try to make an effort to work with suppliers to get lower costs on lower prices on things that they're selling to you. If they're selling it to somebody at that rate, then that means they can handle selling it to you at that rate too. So, you know, I wouldn't give up on pressuring suppliers to go lower. That's one thing. Second, I would say that, and this is a difficult piece of advice, but if you have clients that all they're doing is shopping around your ideas and trying to get the lowest price on them, then those aren't really good clients. You know, I think we're talking about clients to fire at some point in this show or in other shows. You know, those are clients that you don't necessarily want to put all of your effort into, especially if they're taking your ideas and your, you know, product searches and bringing them just to the next guy down the street. That's not a great client relationship that you have there. You know, you want to expand client relationships with the ideas and concepts that you provide and that they capitalize on, and then you could show them the ROI and how that works for their businesses. But if all they're doing is turning you into a commodity provider, then that's not the type of game you really want to play in. So a little bit of a tough piece of advice, I know, but you know, there are a lot of clients out there that will value the service a lot more than just that.
Andy, is there a way for her to protect her creativity so when she makes a presentation to her clients that they are unable to go and then shop that to someone else?
You know, no, not really. There are distributors that have tried to give clients NDAs, like non-disclosure agreements and things like that, but they're not going to be enforced, really. It is a difficult situation, and when clients are bidding a situation out like that and they're looking for ideas back, they do have the right to shop around and try to find lower prices. It's their right as basic, you know, promotional product consumers. But like I said, I don't know that it's the game that people want to play in.
Andy, one more question. Can she then bill for her time, though, for the developing of the creative?
You
like,
could try.
Like agency time.
Right.
Agency hours.
If what was our caller's name?
Sharon.
Sharon. If you have good relationships with these clients, then you can try to, do a retainer-type relationship where, you know, you're almost charging a monthly or quarterly fee, depending on how much you're providing to them. And if you do find that they're really taking all of your ideas, then it's not something that I would shy away from, to try to say, we put a lot of time into presenting this information to you and searching for products and coming up with campaigns. This is a basic fee that could be, applied to future purchases if they purchase from you. But that's something that you could go into an agreement with.
Yeah, it's just really tough. I mean, we provide samples. We do all the right things, and things that I've been doing for years. And I'm finding it more and more difficult to have the loyal customers that, know that I'm going to take care of them and deliver and provide them with the best product for the best price. But it's quite a competitive environment with all the consolidation that's going on among the distributors.
That is, on a positive note, though, we do hear from a lot of smaller distributors that when people do leave them because of price, they inevitably end up coming back because of they miss the service that they're getting from some of their smaller partners. So hopefully that'll be the case for you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thank you so much for calling. We've had a lot of Facebook people weigh in on this as well with some ideas. David Garthwaite wrote in on Facebook. And he says, we are earning clients from larger competitors by starting with small, high custom orders and giving a personal, fast response. The clients appreciate this extra detail to service and start placing larger orders with us, even if our prices are a little higher. We go beyond just selling products to clients. We also get our clients involved in the community by pairing fundraising groups with sponsors. Large competitors don't do this. Joe, that's something that you've suggested a lot.
Absolutely.
I know getting involved in the community, that seems to work for a lot of distributors.
Yeah, absolutely, because a lot of the community organizations, sports organizations, don't always have the funds necessary to put the best product out there on, the fields. By that meaning that, can they get, uniforms? Do they have the money to make sure that their fields are maintained? So they rely on partners within the community. Sponsors to come and give them money. And too often than not, those community organizations are run by volunteers, and they don't have a lot of time to find someone who's going to match with them. So a distributor can come in and help an organization like that. Say, look, we found someone for you. Buy uniforms through me. We'll put their sponsor name in. This is how much money they'll give to your organization. So I think that it's good, especially with education as well. I mean, we've talked about for the last couple of years how budgets are being slashed. Corporations, should start looking at that, an opportunity there. And that's something that clients can help foster.
Sure.
Local businesses working with the, local, high schools, elementary schools.
Okay, and Eric Campbell weighed in on Facebook as well. He said the trick is to offer something that the larger company can't or won't. This could be something simple like more personalized service, or even something less related to your part of the business, like special delivery services, or, if you have a technological advantage, like being able to provide personalized company store or something like that, then that's something that you should tout as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anything, I think, different than, the average distributor in town is going to help. Right, Andy?
Yeah, and back to the point from our first caller, I think that the person who wrote in there, that's almost the point. If you find yourself in a relationship where, they're calling you and you're just selling them products and they're trying to hit you for lower prices and then they're ultimately going to a competitor who's offering lower prices, that's not a valuable bottom line relationship for your business. That's, and it's tough to come to that realization for sure. You don't necessarily want to just give up on those clients, but you know, you want relationships where you can suggest ideas and you can brainstorm with that client, and they can take your ideas into the community, like Joe was talking about, and create further relationships for their own businesses. You know, where you're actually this resource that is creating more for them, as opposed to just providing items that they're ultimately seeing as a commodity. That, you know, when you've gotten to that point, you've gotten to a bad point in the relationship. If you're providing what they perceive as a commodity because they make a phone call or they go online to search for pens or t-shirts
or
mugs, that's not a valuable relationship for you. It might be reality, and it might be something that you have in your business. You know, there's a certain percentage of your revenue that is based on those kind of relationships. It's not something you want to throw away per se, but is that where you want to put all your time?
Right.
Probably not.
We're going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors, AIA, and when we return, we're going to take some more calls.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Today's call and question is how to win sales away from bigger competitors. And we have online too, TJ. Good morning, TJ.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question or a comment, TJ?
I have a question. I'm in Ohio, and I'm near three pretty large distributorships. You could probably guess some of the ones. And I kind of always feel like the little guy when I'm going up against them to win clients, even though I know that I can provide solutions that are just as creative and you know, customer centric as they can. I'm just wondering how do I compete with them and their larger staffs and their you know, they have just more resources.
Again, guys, doesn't it come down to differentiating yourself? Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you offer that they don't offer? And it seems like, you know, most of the callers have something, whether it's, you know, specialized service or tech services or
graphic design.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would tout that. Do you guys have any other suggestions?
You know, I don't know. Does it make sense to start servicing, you know, an industry or a market that's underserved? I mean, how many small businesses do you see in your local community that are not using promotional products? You know, the dry cleaners used to give out calendars, but they're not now. The pizza parlor doesn't give out a magnet. And, you know, maybe if you start servicing more of the smaller clients, you know, you're not competing with the big guys and you'll win those orders.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, and I would tout creativity. I wouldn't compete on price. Like our first caller said, you know, larger distributor firms tend to have better pricing from suppliers. It's just the reality of the business, and so competing on price isn't something that you want to do. You want to get out of the commodity conversation as much as possible, which means getting as close to your customers as possible, you know, almost infiltrating yourself in their business. And as Joe's getting close to me, you know, making sure you understand what their needs are. You know, maybe your larger competitors in your local area aren't willing to spend the time that it takes to get infiltrated with a company's marketing department or their human resources efforts, you know, and that's something that you could do as a smaller organization.
You know, and people buy from people they like. We hear that all the time. You know, people buy from people you like. So,
so are you likable, TJ?
It's TJ. I hope so.
You know, that's an important point, because not only do they buy from the people that they like, but at this speech I saw last week in Las Vegas, the speaker who had worked for Harley Davidson made a clear point that people not only buy from who they like, but also are willing to pay more to buy from those people. You know, and that's Harley Davidson's whole message. There are companies out there that sell motorcycles that are basically the same good
Yeah, Harley
for half the price. Right, Harley Davidsons are double, at least double the price of motorcycles that are the same quality, because they have this story and they have this kind of cachet with customers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if clients like you and enjoy the process of buying from you, then they are willing to spend a little more. It's not that they know that they're spending more; it's that they don't even look at the price. They don't necessarily shop it around. That's the key. If they you know, one day see that, you know, they bought 100 pens and they could have had those 100 pens for, you know, 5 cents per item cheaper, then, you know, that might go to their head, but they don't even think about it. They don't think about the process anymore because they like the process.
You know, I've been involved with a local sports organization for a very long time, and we've been buying our uniforms for a soccer program, and we get our photographer for the same person for the last 25 years. We like the people. They're not the cheapest, but their service is outstanding. Their conflict resolution is outstanding. When you mess up your order, no questions asked, they go back to the drawing board,
right,
and they fix it for you, even though, you know, I might have been the problem. I underordered or something. So it is the people we like, and you know, I don't even look at price. I don't, you know, and we have vendors coming all the time. I said, we're just not even interested in talking to you. I mean, price doesn't make
a
difference.
You're a great
customer. Mm-hmm.
All right, TJ, hope that gives you some good ideas. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a message from ASI Computers, and when we return, Kathy's going to give us some bizarre interview questions work.
I like this one.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Kathy Houston,
yep.
A lot of distributors are interviewing right now and ramping up and hiring. What are some non-typical interview questions they should be asking candidates right now?
Well, you know, job candidates have heard all these interview questions before because they do a lot of prep in this environment. But Glassdoor.com recently compiled a list of the top 25 oddball questions that are asked by big businesses, including Amazon and Trader Joe's. So here are some of them.
Answer them?
Yeah. This is a good one. This was asked at Forrester. If you were to get rid of one state in the U.S., which would it be and why?
If you could get rid of
one state in the U.S., which would it be and why?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas? Joe?
I'm not going to offend
you. I'm not going there.
There was one state that we hated when we drove through the best place to work thing 2 years ago.
Oh, what was
we
it?
Won't talk about it. I'm not going to say
it. Oh,
let's
that's
move
right.
on. Let's
yes,
move
it
on.
We don't want to offend
it was awful.
I'll get it off the record.
That state.
What song best describes your work ethic? That was asked at Dell.
These
nine
are good
to five.
Questions.
She worked hard.
Because people
like
are
that.
Not prepared for yeah, them.
Because they make you think. No, you don't.
All right, what else? Sandy. No comments. Okay, if we came to your house for dinner, what would you prepare for us?
Ooh, pot
what
roast.
Do you think?
Pot roast.
What do you think?
Pot roast with baked potato, roasted potatoes, carrots, and
I'll make spaghetti and meatballs.
Ah, that's mine. That's mine.
That was asked at Trader Joe's.
Isn't that like every Wednesday in your house?
Monday.
What about you, Andy?
Chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, he's fancy.
Love it.
This is a good one that was asked at Jiffy Software for our industry. Have you ever stolen a pen from work? Yes, many.
Well, we're not in a good industry for that.
Many.
I mean, yeah, I steal them from just
Give
about everywhere
one
I
more.
Go.
Okay, one more. This was asked at Kraft Foods. On a scale from 1 to 10, rate me as an interviewer.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I like that question.
Yeah, like
you know what?
Too.
I wouldn't give
because
a person a 10 unless they really were a 10.
No,
yeah.
Because it also it makes you uncomfortable. I think things that make interviewees a little bit uncomfortable and to see how they think on their feet.
Exactly.
I think that's good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I like that.
And that's well,
Kathy
point.
And I are no stranger to strange interview questions because I think when we narrowed down one job candidate for writing, we decided the tiebreaker would be their knowledge of reality shows. And Jen Vishnevsky, reality show queen.
Oh, she is
won
the queen.
won the SmackDown.
Yeah, that's
she's
right.
She's a great employee.
And now she works
here
today.
She's been here for 3 years.
The message is watch reality TV. No,
all right, guys, we
don't.
Have like 30 seconds. We're going to talk to give our favorite products
oh, wow.
of the week. Joe Haley, you've got something interesting there.
It's an iPod. Try this again. Oh, it's an iPhone 4 case, and what it's got a little slide out here thing that's actually a USB drive.
Oh, that's
so,
cool.
You know, you have your phone with you, have any important documents, students working on papers at schools, they can take it back and forth, their home computer,
oh, I like
library
that.
Computer. This is from Emperor, and you can find them at ASI 52371 or online at www.emperormktg.com.
Andy.
All right, so I went away last week and realized that I didn't bring a toothbrush with me, so I had to go buy one. So if I had had this foldable toothbrush that is great for travelers, and then I would have been set, and I wouldn't have needed to go to the hotel store.
Unless
it's available from – what's that?
Unless you forgot that one.
But it's foldable, so I wouldn't forget it. It's available from Bay State, which is ASI 38980. Check it out online right now at asicentral.com/radio.
Kathy, bring up the rear.
Okay, mine is the Creative Thinker Journal from Journal Books, ASI 91340, and it flips vertically so that one side can be used for brainstorming and the other side can be used for more analytical.
Because you're a vertical
notes.
Thinker?
Yes. It includes an insert in the center with right left brain fun facts and a quiz, so it's just like an all-around fun thing. Good for college stores, good for school fundraisers, good for offices.
Did you know that most clouds can only move vertically or horizontally?
What?
There's 11
Wait,
different types.
What other way is there to move?
No. Some
clouds
only move.
Or clowns?
They don't move both. Like this cloud type only moves horizontally.
I see.
I spent 3 hours last night studying about clouds.
Which clouds move which
cumulus
way? Which way does cumulus,
yeah,
cirrus?
Which
way?
Which
way? There's
move
way more
which
than
way?
That.
I know,
there's
cirrus.
Nimbo cumulus, alto cumulus, blah blah blah.
If you were a cloud, which way would you move?
All right, we're out of time. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Thanks to today's show sponsors, AIA and ASI Computers. Check us out next week when we gave an awesome preview of ASI Dallas, which is coming right down the pike, guys.
Wow.
Have a great week.